Top of the morning to you. Thank you for listening to Mindful Love with Justin and Janie.
I'm Justin. That's Janie.
And we were just talking about God Winks. My birthday was just yesterday. We had an amazing weekend leading up into it. And lots of miracles were happening. So God's on our mind right now.
Yes, as always. We were just recapping some of the God winks that we each experienced that told us that we had met our life partner. Like, this is it. This is the one.
Yeah, like I call it the divine particle. I'm like, oh my God, mm-hmm. Are you my divine yang? Mm-hmm. Are you the yang to my yin?
And for you, it was stuff like magic and the Rubik's Cube and being able to solve a Rubik's Cube. The way I solved it, you thought that was really cool. knowing my traumas, being able to talk about it, I think was a big thing for you. For me, on the other end, there was this... There were these moments, they happened quite a bit, where... I don't even know how to really explain it. But the way I would explain it then would be to say that our crazies matched up. But they matched up really, really well. Mm-hmm. But what...
Like silly, weirdo, wacky, and all like of our it. Crazy, silly, weirdo, like intense wacky, passion and all that.
Our intense passions, the things that kind of drive us nuts in our day are very similar. I would say they fall in the same category, you know. But it was like, I could easily see the other side of the spectrum with you, and it didn't bother me. It was like it made perfect sense, even the differences. You know, there's always this world of paradox, you know, and I liked not understanding. And there were also these moments in that space of not understanding where I would say something or do something or ask a question, and it would just so happen to be the perfect fucking question in for that moment. And you would look at me like, why did you say that? Because I just fucking said it in my head. I was like, I felt it and I said it, and it seems like the right thing. Yeah,
it's like you were picking up on me, like, telepathically. Mm-hmm. Well, we were doing that with each other to some degree, so.
Also, I noticed that even when we were upset with each other, I found myself wanting to do things for you.
Me too.
Like, even when we were upset with each other, I would want to make you comfortable somehow or make sure, you know, if we were in the middle of dinner and, you know, for whatever reason we got in a little tiff, I'd still probably make your plate and bring it to you. Like, here, babe, I love you, but you know, I just don't like you very much right now.
Yeah, we don't like each other very much, but I still care that you eat and enjoy your food.
Yeah. I'd still rub your feet. And if I'm upset with you, like, I'm so upset with you.
But I still want to
let out some of this aggression by rubbing your feet.
Yeah, it's great. It's like healthy relationship habits that allow us to reconnect after we've had some sort of little or big or whatever it is. Now I don't feel like the big things that used to really take us into a state of chaos where we'd have to do some, you know, just work to get back to the center. Mm-hmm. Those aren't happening like that, you know. We have less of them because of all the daily personal work that we're doing on ourselves, and then also just as a couple. So I think we're doing really well, and I feel even more peace settling in to our selves and our partnership, which is very nice. More harmony means more synergy, means more yumminess.
Yes. Yes. God wings. And there's a lot of God wings in our, really. They happen in our day to day.
I know.
You know?
They do just still. Little things. It's about, yes, man.
Mm-hmm. I'll be, the one I like is when I'll be going into like a bad headspace. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like negative self-talk or deprecating thoughts or anything like that. Self-deprecating thoughts. It could be I'm reaching a point of frustration with something I'm working on or studying, and it's actually a very good stopping point, but I'm not stopping. You know, you'll need something of me or you'll ask something of me. And because I'm in a more peaceful place, I'm able to acknowledge that as my divine particle, that's another way the universe will get me to take the necessary break. And if I just honor that, you know, I'll be rewarded. I would be rewarded if I didn't have you as a partner, but I like the rewards with you around.
For sure. And what got all of this started was the word precious. And precious means so many beautiful things. And there's layers to the word precious. And that was a thing I felt really early on. I'm like, if I ever... Not if I, but when I step back into partnership with someone, it's important that they see me as precious and they see themselves as precious too, you know? And and he said that there was a sentence, there was a line from a movie that I saw. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, it was with Greg Kinnear and I think Renee Zellweger. But anyway, this man tells Greg Kinnear he's married to her. He's like, your only job really is, one, to realize how precious she is, and two, like, treat her as such. And not long after, Justin and I realized, like, oh, this is a relationship that we should consider pursuing, you know, and diving into. And he said that to me, and I thought he saw the movie or the book or something, and I was like, wow, this is pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. I just pulled that out of
the ether. It was like, say this. Mm-hmm. This is gonna really get her. She's in a divine winks, all right. but luckily it wasn't like a manipulation or anything like that. It was a legitimate thing.
I hadn't seen the movie, or this. Later on you ended up showing me the clip.
Yeah, it was so sweet. Mm-hmm. She helps like this homeless man basically get his life kind of back together and show him what unconditional love actually is. So this man has a very special place in his heart for her. And so when he's looking at Greg, it's kind of like, yo, you got yourself a little gem right there. You know, like, mm-hmm. take care of it, please. And I feel like you understand. We understand how to take care of ourselves personally, but we really love taking care of each other. And it's not coming from an unhealthy codependency or anything. It literally brings us joy to nurture each other and to support each other. And it's funny that even when we're mad or whatever at each other, that... We'd still share our candy if we had candy.
Yeah.
I don't like you very much right now, but here's some Twizzlers. I won't sit next to you and eat them with you, but...
I feel like that's part of...
I will share.
I feel that's part of the plan. If you're going to be together forever, right? You want to be able to do everything together, which means... even be mad at each other together.
Yes, exactly.
Which we've done.
Yes.
We've had a little back and forth, and we end up sitting and watching a movie together.
It's so
But we don't really so talk awesome. To you. We don't share. Unless the movie is just so good that we have to pause and comment on, on the acting or something.
And then we'll talk to each other. We're dorks. Look, you can... They're sad... mad, bad, and rad, right? And the goal is to feel rad and make each other feel rad as much as you possibly can. But when the other things come along, it's all about how do you maneuver through it, you know? And you gotta have the skills. You gotta have communication skills, and it's like Napoleon Dynamite. You gotta have listening skills, boast-ass skills. Curiosity skills, humility, empathy skills, basically all things related to emotional intelligence. Get on board with some EI, get that nice and high, get your spiritual IQ high, and yeah, it's possible. We're doing it, doing it and doing it and doing it well, doing it and doing it and doing it well. Mm-hmm. Thank you, LL Cool J, for that.
Yeah. Rise Above TV.
Rise Above TV. If you haven't already liked and followed Rise Above TV, and you're into empowering humanity and supporting unity, like that's something like you really dig, mm-hmm. then you definitely want to connect with my tribe, with my community yeah. at Rise Above TV.
Your likes, shares, and follows help spread the love.
Yes, peace be in us.